The Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center in the annex wants to install 3 steel bollards to protect against the threat of a vehicle attack. Kaun. Diane Sachs, who represents the riding where the Jewish Community Center is located, said the bollards are necessary as hate crimes rose in Toronto following the October 7 Hamas terror attacks that killed 1,200 Israelis, and the ensuing Israel-Hamas war that has claimed tens of thousands of lives in Gaza. This is an increasing problem, and the Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center is a particularly vulnerable location, Sachs said. The request comes as vehicle attacks continue to be a means of indiscriminate violence across the world. Just last week, 2 people were killed and over 30 were injured after a man drove into a crowd in Munich, Germany. 14 people were killed by the driver of a pickup truck in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Toronto still bears the scars of the 2018 van attack on Yonge Street in North York that killed 10 people. Just days after the attack, concrete barricades were erected at other major pedestrian centers like Union Station. Late last year, the city installed new, anti-terror, barriers at the country's busiest train station. There are constant threats against Jews, Sachs said. Hate against Jews is at levels we haven't seen since the 1930s. Ryla Bramer, Miles Nadal's executive director, said the rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes is the main reason the community center wants to install the bollards. In October 2024, Toronto Police Chief Myron Demkew said hate crimes against Jewish people rose 69% in the year following the October 7, 2023 attacks. While many different communities have been targeted, the greatest increase has been against the Jewish community, he said. In 2023, 368 hate crimes were reported to the Toronto Police, a 48% increase over 2022. In October and November 2023, there were 40 and 48 hate crimes, respectively, 2 of the 3 highest monthly totals for the year. Hate crimes against Jewish people rose 74% in 2023, from 84 to 146 incidents. The statistics for hate crimes against Palestinian people are much less robust. Data only exists for 2019 and 2023, with 2 and 9 reported hate crimes, respectively. Despite the rising tide, Bramer said she is relieved the center hasn't yet faced a violent threat, unlike other Jewish community institutions in the city. Still, Miles Nadal has taken several steps to increase safety measures, she said. Sachs said the steel bollards will help protect the community center's patrons. When the little children are lined up outside the building, they are less likely to be murdered. When there are thousands of people coming and going on Rosh Hashanah, they're less likely to be murdered, she said. Bramer noted that Miles Nadal also houses a daycare and school with over 400 children entering and exiting the building every weekday. The bollards only help hedge against one kind of attack, Sachs said. Even with the bollards, that doesn't mean that people feel safe going to daycare or the synagogue. It just means that one kind of murderous weapon will be hampered, Sachs said. It's a long way from safety. The Miles Nadal Community Center would foot the bill and only needs council's permission to erect the 4-foot steel posts because they encroach onto the sidewalk. The request will go before the Toronto and East York Community Council next week. Editor's note: this story has been updated to include comments from the executive director of the Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center.